This is your daily meditation with Janice. Let us begin. Take a breath in and out. Again, in and out. Look to the heavens. Some say this energy is 300 feet above your head. I like to say, look to where you know your prayers are heard, and just a little higher. Just a little higher. And just a little higher. From that space, ask for a beam of light, like a ray of sun, to come into the top of your head and into your top chakras. Gently moving into your sixth chakra, the space between and behind your eyes. This area often feels crowded and full. Allow the light to purify the space so you may inhabit the space for yourself. This light can easily shine there, purifying and clearing the area. Allowing you to easily connect with your intuition. Your knowing. Your truth. Let this light come down into your eyes, clearing the way so you may see beauty in all things. Clearing the way so you may see love in all its forms. Clearing the way so you may see how love is available for you at all times. Let this light clear your ears, helping you to clearly hear divinely guided wisdom and all that nourishes you. So you may hear words of love. So you may hear how you are worthy in every way. Let this light penetrate your fifth chakra, spinning the chakra, aligning it with its natural direction, helping you more easily speak your truth and share your wisdom. Let this light keep moving down into your fourth chakra, healing any wounds found in your heart. Let this light be a healing salve for all the areas you feel broken from this lifetime and other lifetimes. Let this light help you be open to love and to be loving, to effortlessly help you have discernment for all that is good for you. Letting that in, we breathe it in now. Let this light move into your third chakra, igniting passion and creativity, helping you more easily digest this world, the harshness of the world, but also the beauty, the miraculous, the kindness and compassion. Let this light move into your second chakra, where you hold memories from your ancestors. Let this light help you witness the truth about you, that you are divine and that you came from the divine, that you and the divine have never been separate. And that within you and your ancestors, there is such great knowledge and wisdom. And we can keep our energy and our eyes set on receiving that and releasing any other patterns that don't serve us anymore. Keep this light moving down into your first chakra, your foundation and your roots. Let this light pulse within you, the memory of your divine spark and that which created you perfect and whole. Yes. Perfect and whole. Allow this energy and this light to move through your entire body, your arms and hands, legs and feet, muscles, cells, organs. As it keeps moving down from your first chakra in your feet, down towards the earth, rooting, becoming your grounding cord, allowing the connection from above and below. This grounding cord can go further and further down until you hit a place where you feel engulfed by unconditional love. That's when you know you've gone far enough. Breathe that love in. Breathe it in. Now, as the consistent flow happens from the heavens and moves down into the earth, imagine that the energy comes right back up into the top of your crown, recycling its way through your body again. And then when it hits your fourth chakra, allow it to move out of your body 365 degrees around you, as if you were a sun. Spread your light and love. Let let this light expand. Expand throughout the space you're in. Throughout the office or home you're in. Let this light expand throughout the town that you're in. Let this light keep expanding throughout the state you're in. Throughout the globe, and just a little further out into the atmosphere. Notice how it feels to be so expanded. Bring this light of yours in to a comfortable spot, maybe 30 feet, 50 feet around you. Maybe 4 feet around you. I am love. I am loved. I am. Beautiful. I am creative. I am joy.